redemption winding in and winding out. The shine of it has caught my eye and rendered me so isolated.
Follow Elizabeth on Twitter right now, keyword Food Nation Radio, and visit ElizabethDoherty.com for restaurant reviews, recipes, her blog, and a whole lot more. Once again, here's Elizabeth.
Hey, everybody, we're back. You're listening to Food Nation Radio Network. I'm Elizabeth Doherty. We have Jane Acree on the phone. She was a former reporter with Fox 13 in Tampa Bay. How are you?
I'm very good. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate you coming on the show. The reason we wanted to talk with you today is with all the news about food safety and genetically modified food and raw milk and all those other things that we've been talking about. We understand that you had a particularly bad experience when you were trying to cover a food safety story.
Yeah, I thought it would just be another story, you know, another series that you do when you're a TV reporter, but this one turned out to be a doozy, so to speak, and I'll tell you about it if you want me to discuss it right now.
Absolutely. We'd like to know what happened. You started to cover this story, and then was it put on the air, or what happened to it?
Well, I started covering it for your Fox-owned station in town, WTVT, and it was a story I had sort of put in the back burner. I got a flyer years ago from the Organic Consumers Association about bovine growth hormone in your milk, and, you know, I had an interest in that because my daughter was starting to drink milk and eat ice cream.
Sure.
And I found out that Florida, I mean, this was my first investigative piece for the story. I was newly hired by them. And Florida was really a key player in getting this genetically engineered hormone made by Monsanto into the marketplace.
Really?
Yeah. You know, they did some of the initial testing. They even have the Monsanto Dairy Barn up at the University of Florida. So
Wow. You
can tell they had kind of a cozy relationship. But, you know, there had been sort of a whole campaign to keep it quiet, to sort of quietly slip this genetically modified altered milk into the marketplace so people wouldn't know. And that was coordinated with the help of the grocery stores, which I found a bit upsetting. It was almost like, you know, the less you know, the better off you're going to be.
Sure.
That's been the key to GMOs in general, is if people don't know, then what the heck, they're not going to protest it. So.
Yeah.
And this was back in approved in 94.
Mm-hmm.
And started to be used in 94. So, you know, they had done a pretty good job, and I started looking at it in 97.
At that time, it was virtually everywhere on the market.
Yeah, and Florida was a big user of Posilac, is what it's called, and they take a filled needle and they inject it into the rear of the animal, and it speeds her up. She makes more milk, and mm-hmm. that presumably makes more profit for the farmer, but they also found that they had more incidence of lameness and mastitis, which is an utter infection, reproductive problems. And for many farmers, they found that the benefit was not worth the cost.
Sure.
And they stopped using it. But it was, for a while, pretty liberally used in certain regions of the country, and then less so in others. Kind of interesting.
That is interesting. What exactly is that? Because we haven't really focused on that particular subject because it's less prevalent now.
Yes, it is. You're right.
I'm just curious, though, what exactly was that?
They took the cow's bovine growth hormone, which does occur naturally, and they replicated it through bacteria and, you know, changes in genetic modification.
Wow.
To the point where they could inject it into the animal and sort of, you know, rev her up beyond what, you know, what nature ever intended, of course.
When you said genetically modified, I was thinking genetically modified and RBGH are two separate things, but they're really not. You're saying that they actually modified it.
Yes.
So that they could put it back in the animal.
Yeah. R stands for the synthetic version of BGH, bovine growth hormone. So when you see the little R, that means it's the, you know, man-made version. It was called BST, bovine somatotropin. That's what the scientists like to call it. It sounded a little less frightening, I suppose, to the public.
So when you put together this story, did they say, okay, you can put it on the air, but you have to revise it in some way, or what did they do?
No, I mean, we went through a normal review process, which is you sit down for an hour with a lawyer and say, can you verify this, this, this? Show me the verification. I said, yeah, here, here, here. And everything was fine. Everything was done. It was approved by the lawyer, and they had cut the promos. I think Kelly Ring is still your anchor in town. She did some promos. They were ready to put it on the air that Monday in February of 97. And then the Friday, about 6 o'clock, you know, the prior Friday, these letters started coming across the fax machine, and they had been sent from the Monsanto company to Fox News in New York, and specifically to Roger Ailes.
That's pretty high up.
Yeah, he headed it then, and he continues to head it now. He was a big player in the Republican White House for a long time, and it got their attention. So at that point is when they put a halt on it and said, let's re-review it one more time. And, you know, the letters were really insulting. What has Monsanto alarmed and deeply concerned is the assault on their integrity and the integrity of their product, Posilac. Blatantly carried on by Ms. Acree and Mr. Wilson in a series of interviews and telephone conversations, you know, blah, blah, blah. Forget the fact that I sat down for 90 minutes in the St. Louis headquarters and interviewed Monsanto, and they said whatever they wanted to say, but
right.
Now it's lies. So we spent a week and we re-reviewed it, and everything was fine. There were no errors, and they couldn't point to any errors in these letters. Mm-hmm. And then they sent a second letter, which was much more strongly worded, and there was no mistaking that they said that there would be dire consequences for Fox News if the defamatory statements were repeated in a broadcast.
That's what they do. They threaten people. They've threatened entire states. You know, the state of Vermont wanted to have a GMO labeling bill, and an attorney right. showed up unannounced who didn't say who they were representing, but said there would be dire consequences for Vermont if they were to pass such a bill.
They like that term. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a keeper.
Right. But what's happening now is that so many media outlets are starting to cover this that it's really hard for them to continue on that path.
Unfortunately, though, I mean, they have introduced into the food supply so many GMOs that now, even if we wanted to do an about-face, I don't know that we could. And that was part of the plan all along, is to just keep it covert until there was no turning back. And, you know, it's just a really frightening way and a reckless way to introduce new and novel foods, especially proteins, into the food supply. I mean,
yes.
Has anybody connected the dots between allergies, obesity,
right.
Childhood illnesses, and GMOs? Well, they should be.
Well, we've talked to so many experts now on the show that have talked about food safety issues, specifically with genetically modified food. People can go to our website at elizabethdougherty.com and look at that. But we've had scientists and researchers and people that are from universities that don't take money from those particular companies that have discussed it on the show, and whistleblower type people.
Mm-hmm.
And the puzzle is starting to come together as to just the level of corruption that's involved.
Yes, and I don't see any slowing of it, I'm afraid to say. I mean, I'd love to know if there were pushbacks that were really successful, but perhaps you know more about it than I do, but, you know, you've been following this more closely than I have these days.
Well,
but, you know, you have to look at the FDA, and what is the FDA doing? The FDA seems to be a little lapdog to industry in so many ways.
What's currently concerning me is that there are a lot of these nonprofit companies that say they support GMO labeling, and while they say they support it, they're also at the same time not disclosing where their budgets come from, and they're requesting that people be patient, and it might take several election cycles for an actual GMO labeling bill to be passed. So I found that very interesting as well.
Yeah. I always thought the third-party verification that was independent was a much more trustworthy way of doing things. When the USDA started taking over GMOs, you could just see what direction it was going in.
What did you do after that? What did you decide to do when they would not put your story on the air?
Well, they fired us because, you know, we spent a whole year fighting them on the story. And we said that that was news distortion. What they wanted us to do was news distortion. Mm-hmm. And that gave us a whistleblower status in the state of Florida when you were fired from your job because you refused to do something that's against a law, rule, or regulation. You're a whistleblower. So we filed a lawsuit against them, and we went to trial in 2002. I'm forgetting the year. And it was a five-week trial, and I won. I was awarded $425,000, and Steve was not awarded anything, but he was representing himself. I think that was probably a mistake. And then Fox appealed on the basis of, and I love this, there is no law, rule, or regulation against news distortion. And I love that coming from Fox. I mean, you couldn't write that. That's just incredible. And they presented that to a three-judge appellate panel, and these people had never spent a day in our courtroom and didn't know anything about the issues, but they really were frightened by the fact that employees could successfully sue employers, and that was clearly their bias in this whole thing. And so they agreed with Fox and overturned my win. So Fox will in the end say, oh, well, we won that lawsuit, but you know, in front of the jury, they lost.
Wow. We've been talking with Jane Acre, formerly from Fox 13 News in Tampa Bay. We really appreciate your time on the show. I'm just shocked by what you just said.
Well, you know, Elizabeth, thank you for talking to me and Michael as well. And our story is told in the film The Corporation, and I just highly recommend that to anybody because it talks about the largesse of corporations, and they really told our story very, very well. And it was, you know, a globally issued film, so it really got out there. So, you know, if Fox was hoping to repress the story, they kind of shot themselves in the foot because it went everywhere.
Well, let me tell you what Fox did last week.
Oh, what?
One of my listeners posted on the Fox 13 page, on John Wilson's page, an interview that we did regarding GMOs and the fact that the committee, subcommittee chair, Matt Caldwell, had taken money from a GMO citrus company at the same time he was supposed to bring this GMO labeling bill onto the agenda for the state of Florida, which is, you know, an inherent conflict of interest.
Absolutely.
So one of the listeners posted this on his page, and he does this outrage segment on Fox 13. And he said, oh, yes, I'm outraged by this. And I saw that it was being posted there. And I said, I appreciate you covering this. And if you have any questions, please feel free to contact me. So he didn't acknowledge me at all. He used the information from my interview that no one else has used, that no one else knew about, you know, with the contributions and everything.
Uh-huh.
On his segment, we called the news director who has not returned our call.
Interesting.
Just thought I would let you know that.
Yeah, that's kind of against the code of the Society of Professional Journalists. You're supposed to be responsive to your public. But I thank you for being the media, because it's the only way consumers can find out what's going on. And at the end of the day, consumers and their dollar is what makes it happen. That's how bovine growth hormone was largely taken off the market, because people were buying organic.
Right.
And the organic standard still doesn't allow for RBGH. And when the commercial farmers saw that, they abandoned Posilac and went to the no GMO or no somatotropin, and now you see that on all their milk cartons, whether it's organic or not. So they followed the money trail, and that's what consumers made happen, and all they need is information. So thank you. I really thank you.
It must be vindicating for you. I mean, that now you can look back and say you were right in pursuing that.
I don't even think that way at all. It's a shame I had to lose my career, because I was actually making some money at that point. And, you know, I didn't work for about 8 years.
Wow.
So that sucks.
Yeah.
And just for doing the right thing. And the thing that sucks the most is that when we tried to speak out and sue our employer, there were about four or five, I don't remember now, mainstream news organizations that filed a Friends of the Court brief with Fox, because they didn't want anybody questioning their decision-making behind the newsroom door.
Wow.
And that really sucked, because, you know, they should have been on our side.
Yeah.
You know, fighting news distortion. But no, they were on the side of the corporations to keep any interference out. And that sent me a real clear message way back when, that I didn't want to be on that side of things.
Well, the Edward R. Murrow ethic is largely gone, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, times have changed. But, you know, I'm always amazed at the number of people who are willing to keep their mouth shut and their head down just so they can collect a paycheck. And somewhere in their conscience, they must know that maybe they could be doing more, but they're not going to. And that, I find that disappointing.
I agree with you. Anyway, we really appreciate your time.
Okay.
And
well, thank you. Thank you for calling me. I appreciate it.